This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary.
U.S. markets are closed for the holiday. So are federal government offices and many at the state and local level, along with schools. The federal holiday honoring Dr. King was established in 1986. It was adopted by many states gradually after that, though in some cases not without controversy. Many Americans make it a day of community service and volunteering. But from the standpoint of a lot of consumers and companies, it can seem like another day of doing business. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Walking around Portland, Oregon, I couldn't find many businesses closed for the holiday.
Yes, we would, of course, would like more businesses and more people to recognize and commemorate the birthday of Dr. Martin Luther King.
That's Diedrich Muhammad, Director of Economic Programs at the NAACP. He's reacting to a survey by Bloomberg that found about one-third of U.S. employers give MLK Day off as a paid holiday. That number's been creeping up slowly in the past decade and is now about on par with President's Day. But Muhammad says it's not all about a day off.
I think it is fair to ask, does it always require that people just shut down their businesses? Or are there activities at businesses that could actually help highlight the memory, the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King?
And in fact, roughly 1 in 10 employers do support educational programs and community service projects to mark the day. Sarah Willie LeBreton, a sociologist at Swarthmore College, says that's a good start. And she says just closing up shop isn't always possible.
Small businesses are in a more challenged situation because they often have a smaller profit margin. But there are ways in which you can designate a portion of your profits to go to organizations that are advancing social equality.
William Spriggs at Howard University serves as chief economist for the ACLU. He thinks the emphasis on service may distract attention from Dr. King's focus before his assassination on poverty and economic justice.
A lot of people feel compelled to do an act of service. He was calling for something far more revolutionary than painting schools or cleaning parks. He wanted to fight for things like raising the minimum wage, a guaranteed income.
Spriggs says Dr. King was controversial in life, and it's good there's a holiday now to keep his controversial ideas front and center. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.